We would love to invite you guys to take supper. Well, the Jesus' blood, his body, you guys, in your hearts, remember what he did and what he does for you, because that's what it's all about. That's why we're here. He's the center of it all. So good to see you, everybody. Holy Spirit, I just want to give you this place, this platform, our hearts to you, Lord. Thank you so much for purifying us, God, with your blood, with your sacrifice. Thank you for your presence right now. Holy Spirit, everything that's going to be poured out in this place tonight, let this be your word, God. Let this be yes and amen. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you come with your sweet presence, presence of conviction, presence of righteousness and holiness, God. I just ask that this place, this room, this church, this audience, this sound that's going to be released today be filled with so much of your love and glory, God. Jesus, it's all about you. It is all about you, my God. You establish our lives, God. You provide and protect us, God, in everything that we do and who we are. We don't have to strive. We just have to submit and follow your leading. Holy Spirit, one of the things that I really want to just submit and surrender to you in this atmosphere, God, is just we want to just experience your fresh manna in this place today, God. Freshness. Pop the tired souls, God. Souls that are just stuck in religious perspective and mindset. I just want to break that off right now in Jesus' name. I want to break off all the experiences of yesterday because they are completely gone. But Holy Spirit, I just want to invite your fresh presence right now that we can experience you right here and right now again and again. That's what it's all about. Kingdom of heaven moving in this place, in this atmosphere, in our hearts right now. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us right now that we can release your kingdom, your presence, God. Thank you so much for the pressure, God, that we be going through day in and day out, God, that we can be purified, God, just like gold, that we can focus on you, God, no matter what hell sometimes is going on around us, God, that you can be the center point of our lives and hearts. And we can be unmovable, God. Thank you so much for helping us build our lives on you as our rock, God. Because that's where true solid foundation is. Shakura la mama kaskera la mama roba boko skindara la mama kuskura. Move around, all around this place, God. Every heart. Let minds be consumed right now, God, with your glory. Let the choice in their hearts, God, just be established right now to go after you, after your presence, after your love. I invite your sweet presence, Holy Spirit. I invite your prophetic word right now, Holy. Oh, for the declarations of heaven, God, to be decreed and established right now in this house, in this young generation. Release it right now, Holy Spirit. Whoa. Holy Spirit, I just want to release your angels right now in this place, God, for fresh visitations. Even after this prayer, God, at nighttime. We don't want to limit you, God. we don't want to limit you, God. Even tonight, we don't want to limit you. Yes, our human nature says that we are comfortable. We get comfortable to everything, to how prayer should look like, to how preaching should look like, to how people should look like. But we want to break that off right now, Holy Spirit. We want to break that off, and we're just hungry for something new, God, for the new outpouring in our hearts right now, in our hungry hearts right now, Jesus. Papa, you are a God of mystery. You are a God of no limitations, God. There is freedom in you, Lord. I just want to release this freedom all over this room, God, all over every heart, Jesus. In your presence, God, we can be set free from pornography, God. In your presence, we can be set free, God, from illusions, God. Believing in something that is so fake, that is unreal, God. But we can truly live in freedom, Jesus. Thank you so much that in your presence, we can be set free from suicide, God. From depression, God. The things that attack us and that are not real, God. In your presence, we can find hope. In your presence, we can find real life, God. In your presence, we can see clearly what you have prepared for us, God. Our future and our destiny and our identity, Jesus. And I just release your presence, God, in every heart right now. Ramana moko robo koskita ndara lemana roba riele ka shandara lemana roba tetera. Holy Spirit, thank you so much right now for connecting us in our hearts to you right now, so we can just overflow with your love, God. We can overflow with your heart's desires right now. We can declare and decree, God, what you want to release in this Washington state, God, in our cities, in our lives right now, in our families right now. Yes, Holy Spirit, take us even further right now, not to be afraid, God. Even that the moments when you prayed before and you start getting attacked for reasons you didn't even understand, I just want to break off the stronghold. I want to, Holy Spirit, take us right now. Take us and seat us next to you right now from the third heavens, God, so we can operate in your power and authority, God. We can decree and declare, God, for the kingdom of hell to literally flee. It would be annulled completely all around us. Holy Spirit, I just decree and declare this generation, Papa, this next generation that we are setting up, God, for them to start literally encountering you, God, in schools, in churches, in homes, when they are just chilling, God, and just having fun, for them to literally just feel you all around them, God. It's all about a personal experience. It's not about what who tells you, God, but it's all about that experience. When you taste and see, you can never go back. Papa, I just ask that you release this fruit right now, that we can start tasting your presence. We can start tasting your love. We can start tasting really what you have prepared for us, God, what your inheritance looks like, God, what we're supposed to walk in as of even now, God. Thank you so much for your blood, Jesus. We just accept it, God. We just let it flow through our veins right now. Thank you for purifying hearts right now, God. Purifying hearts right now, so we can start opening up our hearts and minds, God, and literally seeing you so clearly in what you are doing. Jesus, I just ask for this generation right now to overcome these boundaries, God. Overcome, Papa, everything and anything that is in their way to start pursuing you, God, with everything that they have. They're so, Papa, new. I just ask that their hearts, Papa, be rid of, like, fear. All fear be completely gone out of their hearts, God. They're like, the love just would consume them right now, Papa. That they would just go after. It is so beautiful to see a young person be so genuine and real and worshiping Jesus Christ, saying, in Jesus, I got freed from pornography. In Jesus, I've been straight. In Jesus, I've been freed from anxieties and depressions. In Jesus' name, my physical infirmity has left me. Thank you so much, Jesus, that you are just opening up our eyes to see right now, God, that true freedom is in you, that you are opening up our eyes, Papa, this young generation, that they can find themselves in you, God. Oh, my King Jesus, just minister to them right now. Pour out your glory, Jesus. pour out your kingdom all over their hearts right now. Jesus, it's all about you. I want to glorify your name, Papa. I want to glorify what you have done for us, but I want to glorify in what you are doing right now in this moment, God, because this is what's counting, God. This is where we are building our tomorrow. This is where we are building our future, God. And that's what it's all about, God. Stepping into the inheritance and into the fullness of who we are in you, Jesus. Thank you so much for opening up the gates, Jesus. Opening up the gates to evangelism. Opening up the gates to salvations, God, even through this house, through this youth, God. Thank you so much for a healthy growth, God, that you are establishing in this place. Oh, my King Jesus, your name is going to be glorified after every single event that takes place here. Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you so much that you have signed on my life, God, that your signature, literally you have put that mark on me, God, where I am never the same. I cannot give myself glory for what my life looks like right now, God. It is all you. Every day, every single thing I have, Papa, it's all you. It belongs to you. Thank you so much for filling me over and over again, God. Thank you so much for multiplying, Papa. Multiplying everything that you have placed within us, God, and everything that we are. Thank you so much, Jesus. Awaken these hearts, Papa. Awaken these young hearts. We see them already. Small little sparks. Papa, I ain't gonna stop for nothing, and I'm not gonna settle for nothing less. I'm gonna see them burn, Papa. I'm gonna see them go wild, Lord, all out. Discover even more of what they are in you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Papa. I see your burning sword, Lord. I see your burning sword right now, dividing between flesh and the spirit, God. Let your word be displayed right now. Let your word be sounded like a trumpet right now in their hearts. Let your word be sounded like trumpet right now. Dividing, Papa, everything, every heart's desire that they have that is not of theirs, God. Remove it from them right now. Put your heart's desires in their hearts, God. Put your promises in them, God. Because that's what we can truly start building on, God. And that will never fail. Your word never fails, God. When you promise something, it don't matter how long it takes. 5, 10, 20, a lifetime. Your promises always stand and your promises are always real. No matter what, we fade away, but your promise still stand. Jesus, Jesus, release your word right now, Papa. Because when we receive your word, we are never the same. We are never the same, King Jesus. Let this new experience, Papa, of your love, of your fresh outpouring be again and again. Thank you so much for establishing leaders in this house, Papa. Even young leaders, Papa. Even young generals, God. Powerhouses. When they walk into our region and into our place, atmosphere changes. Everything around them changes. Demons flee. The sick get healed. Revival breaks forth, Papa. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for just taking our lives and really taking us so much more further than we have ever thought or expected, God, or even wanted in our hearts, Jesus. When you take a project on, Papa, you started from finish. From start to finish, you are there designing every single detail, Papa. Thank you so much for this week that you have been literally throughout the whole week. You have been sharing your heart with me, God, and just letting me understand that every detail, you don't miss a thing. Every detail of our lives, Papa, every victory, Papa, every battle lost, God, you're always there. You comfort us, God. You love upon us, God. You are never failing, God. Thank you so much. I just want to glorify your name, Jesus. Thank you so much, God, that you are raising up the powerhouses. Powerhouses in every sphere. Unstoppable ones, God. It all starts with decreeing, declaring, Papa, your word, your heart's desire. and then just literally just sitting out and waiting, God, for your promises to start taking effect, God, even in this physical world and realm, God. We trust you in your word more than what we see around us, God. Further, Papa, deeper right now, Jesus. Let the carnal mind have no effect over us right now, Jesus. We just want to connect to you right now. We want to connect to your heart right now, Papa. This is where it's at. I just ask for the hearts that have been struggling, Papa, and connecting in your inner spirit into your heart, God, and really experiencing you once more. I just ask that you break off the veil right now, that they experience the fullness of your glory. They experience the fullness of who you are right here and right now, because there's so much of your presence in this place. There's such a thickness of your presence in this place, God. Thank you so much that you are so faithful. When your kids gather in a specific time, every time, that you always show up. You never miss a day, God. Spirit, move in this place. Holy Spirit, you know what to do. You know how to operate on their hearts. You know what needs to be cut out of their lives right now. Cut it off, God. It is not worth it. You are worth it, God. You are worth it. Choosing you at the end of the day is the best decision we can ever make, God. My track record of 10 years being your child, God, getting to know you, has proven that over and over and over again. When I go after you, every time I choose you, every time my gaze is set upon you, God, it's a moment that I can never regret it, because it's the best experience of my life. Thank you so much, Papa, that my relationship with you, God, can be so solid, can be so real, God, and that you are real. Every year, Papa, I fall in love with you more and more. I just ask that you, Holy Spirit, I just ask that you raise up seal in their hearts right now. In this generation, you raise up the seal, Papa, that they will just go. They will jump. They will start walking on water when you say it, when you tell them to do something. I just ask, Papa, that you give them courage, that you give them strength right now, that they can start walking on water, God. They don't have to understand. That's what it's all about. And you don't have to understand. Holy Spirit tells you to do something. You go and you do it in the action, in your first step. That's where the whole activation of heaven takes place. God, I just ask that you bring understanding and clarity to them right now on what it looks like. It's taking action. It's not sitting down and expecting something to come. It will never do it. Papa, let them see that taking action and going after it is where they're going to see signs, wonders, miracles. Heaven activating left and right, where they're going to see financial breakthroughs. When they take action, they're going to see their physical infirmities going away. When they take action, they're going to start seeing breakthrough in their hearts and in their lives, God. And that's what it looks like. That's what kingdom of heaven looks like. You step into the unknown. You step and you go on that water. You take the first step and completely trust in you. That's where it starts taking place. God, thank you so much for revealing heaven right now in this place, God. Thank you so much for revealing your son Jesus in this place right now. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for just revealing glimpses of what you have prepared for us in our future, holy. Release it, Holy Spirit. Release it, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much right now for cleaning out this atmosphere, Papa, of this state. Thank you so much, God. The heaven is just is breaking loose all over the state of Washington.
Holy Father. Father. We're just here to worship you, Lord. Holy Father, we're here to worship you. The King that's worthy of it all, we're here to worship you. We cast our crowns to you, Lord. We cast our crowns, we break our pride, we break our ego. You're the only one worthy of it all, Lord. Father, you're the only one worthy of it all. I cast my crown to you, Lord. I take it off and I give it to you, Lord. My life is not my own, Lord. My life is not my own no more, God. It's yours, Lord. The creator of the universe, I give you my life, Jesus. I give you my life, Lord. Because of your unlimited grace, I can give you my life without worry, and I can trust in you forever, Lord. Because of your genius plan, because of your genius unlimited grace, we can trust in you forever, God. And just for that alone, you are worthy of it all. Just for that one thing, you're worthy of it all, Father. Oh, you're so glorious, God. No one can even see a crack into the depth of who you are, Father. The creator of the universe, how did you do it? No one has a clue how you did it, Lord. You told Moses, I am that I am. What does that mean, God? No one even knows what that means. You are eternal. You're so mysterious, Father. You deserve all the glory. We cannot fathom anything that you are, Lord. We don't understand the slightest bit of who you really are. You're eternal. Our minds are not able to comprehend you, Lord. Just for that, you deserve all the glory. Just for that, Father, you deserve us. You deserve all the glory, Lord. Lord, I cast my crown down to you. I bow down to you, Father. Without you, this life is literally hell, Lord. When I turn my face away from you, my soul literally dries up and crusts up, and it dies without you, Lord. But when I turn my face to you, Father, you water my soul and it jumps back to life. It springs back to life. Father, when I face you, my soul becomes alive. Father, when I come to you, you fill me up with life, God. Lord, you fill me up with life whenever I come to you, Jesus. Jesus, when I come to you, you fill me up with life. My soul springs with life. My soul is so encaptured by with who you are. My soul gleams at the mystery of you, Father. I'm so enchanted with who you are, God. Whenever I think about the depth and the mystery of you, I'm shocked. Because every time I learn a little bit more about you, Lord, I realize that I know nothing, God. And for that, you also deserve the glory. You created everything and no one knows about how you did it. We can speculate. Scientists speculate, but no one knows. You are the only one, Lord, and for that you deserve the glory. You deserve the glory, Lord. Lord, strip everything away. You deserve the glory. The creator of it all. We give you all the glory, Lord. You deserve it all. Father, you deserve all the glory, Lord. Father, you deserve all the glory. Break our egos, break our pride. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the glory, Lord. We bow down to you, Father. Father, we bow down to you, glorious King. The King of kings and Lord of lords. You said, I am that I am. You are that you are, Lord. Father, you are that you are. You deserve all the glory, Father. You deserve all the glory, you beautiful Creator. You mysterious, mysterious Creator, Lord. You deserve all the glory. I'm shocked that you allow us to walk hand in hand with you, Father. I am shocked that you allow us to dive in the depth of you, Father. Forgive us for not diving into you. Forgive us for not taking that promise by the hand and running with it full speed. Forgive us. Forgive us for letting fear stop us, Lord. Lord, I want to dive in the depth of you. Father, I want to dive in the mystery of you, God. I want to dive into the mystery of you, Father. I want to dive head first into the mystery of you. Thank you for giving me life again, Lord. For that you deserve the glory. Jesus, you said man cannot live by bread alone. And you said that you are the living water. I want to drink that water and I want to eat that bread, Father. Father, I want to eat that bread and drink that water every day, Lord. I want to be encaptured by you. I want to be consumed by you. I want to be consumed by your all-consuming fire, Lord. Burn up anything that's not of you in my life, Lord. Strip it all away. I want to be 100%, God. I'm running towards you, Father, 100%, Lord. Strip it all away. Strip it all away, God. You're the only thing that is life. Leave only you because you're the only thing that's life, Lord. Anything that's not of you, strip it away from me. Strip it away from my family. Strip it away from my future. I only need you, God. I only need you, God. Thank you for your grace. You're so beautiful, Father. You're so beautiful, Lord. I can gaze upon you for a million years and never get tired of you, Father. You're so beautiful, Father. You're a real king. You're a true king, Father. All the glory belongs to you, Lord. You're a true Father, God. You're such a loving Father, Lord. And for that, you also deserve the glory. You're the creator of it all, and for some reason, you love us. For that, you deserve the glory too, Lord. The glory for every reason, Lord. For your perfect love, for your perfect justice, for your perfect plan, for your perfect creation, Lord. You deserve all the glory. Our minds, we literally cannot comprehend even 1% of who you are. I'm shocked by it, Lord. I want to delve into the mystery of you. God, show me you. That's all there is to it. Show me you, God. Show me you, Lord. Show me you, Father. I want to dive into the mystery of you, God. I'm so fascinated by it, Lord. I'm so fascinated by the mystery of you, Jesus. I want to walk hand in hand with you, Father. I want to walk hand in hand with you, Lord. I love you so much, Jesus. Father, it's so shocking how you gave us this opportunity, Lord. I'm sorry that I take it for granted. Forgive me for taking your grace and your love for granted. I'm sorry. But a million times you still run back to me. You still run after me. And then a million and one times you still grab me. And then a million and two times you open your arms to me, God. How can I ever repay you? How can I ever repay you, Papa? How can I ever repay you? I love you, Lord. You have such an awesome aura about you, Father. Your aura just captivates me. And I can't get away from it. And I just love it, Lord. When I'm in your presence, my soul just soaks it all up, springs to life, Lord. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, beautiful King. Thank you.
нам не надо ничего просить. Нам просто достаточно Твоего присутствия. Когда приходишь Ты, все становится на свои места. И мы не можем остановиться. Мы продолжаем стягивать с неба Твое присутствие. Мы продолжаем тянуть сильнее, сильнее и еще сильнее. Потому что когда Ты приходишь, наши глаза открываются, наши уши способны слышать. Способны видеть. Наши сердца смягчаются. Наши уста очищаются. Люди на протяжении поколений искали Твоего лица. В каждой эпохе, в каждом столетии люди искали Твоего лица и Твоего присутствия, потому что все, что они могли попробовать, давало лишь эффект шоколадной конфеты. Ты получаешь удовольствие на момент. Поэтому нам так сильно нужен Ты, Бог. Когда приходишь Ты, и все меняется. Мы способны переживать настоящую радость, настоящую полноту. В Твоем присутствии сокрыто абсолютно все. Мы переживаем абсолютное полное принятие. В Твоем присутствии рушатся цепи. Цепи, которые повязывают это поколение. Цепи отверженности разрываются в Твоем присутствии. Приходит абсолютное принятие. Потерянность исчезает. В Твоем присутствии приходит четкое понимание нашей identity и кем мы являемся. Бог, в Твоей личности сокрыто абсолютно все. Абсолютно все. Больше, чем нам нужно. Больше, чем мы человеческими желаниями пытаемся достичь и постичь. Тебе сокрыто больше. В Тебе сокрыто абсолютное восстановление. В Тебе это жизнь воскрешения. В Тебе это жизнь воскресения. В Тебе полнота. В Тебе это святость и чистота. В Тебе праведность. В Тебе это мудрость, Бог. В Тебе знание. В Тебе сокрыта чувственность, сострадание, милосердие. В Тебе мы способны найти абсолютно все. И сегодня мы Тебя просто благодарим за то, кем Ты являешься. Мы призываем Твое имя на это место, Бог. Это единственное, о чем мы просим. Потому что когда приходишь Ты, этого достаточно. Когда приходишь Ты, нам не нужно воевать. Потому что Ты приходишь уже с победой. Когда приходишь Ты, нам не нужно бегать, суетиться и что-то искать. Потому что в Тебе сокрыт порядок, уверенность в завтрашнем дне, когда приходишь Ты. Тебя достаточно, Царь. Тебя достаточно, Бог богов. В Тебе наше исцеление. В Тебе исцеление и физическое, и душевное. В Тебе сокрыто абсолютно все. Давид молился: «Духа своего святого не отними». Мы просто хотим Твоего присутствия, Бог. Мы хотим переживать Твои прикосновения, когда Твое имя заставляет открыть глаза, когда Твое имя заставляет нас встать и бежать. Когда Твое имя приводит нас в восторг, когда Твое имя заставляет нас отказаться от собственной жизни, от всего того, чего хотим мы и чего ищем мы, от всего, чего преследует наша душа. Твое имя, Иисус. Иисус, Сын Бога Живого. Иисус. Иисус, Мессия. Иешуа. Иисус. Иисус. О, Иисус. В Твоем имя сокрыто абсолютно все. Твое имя — это крепкая башня. Твое имя — это камень, на котором мы стоим. Твое имя — это источник. Твое имя — это колодец живой воды. Твое имя — это хлеб. Твое имя — это вино. Твое имя — это живая вода. Иисус. Иисус. О, Иисус, возлюбленный наш, Царь царей, Бог богов, грядущий во славе, грядущий в красоте, грядущий, Ты грядущий, и мы ожидаем Тебя. Мы ожидаем Тебя, Царь, мы ожидаем Тебя, Царь. Сегодня мы просто стелим эту дорогу хвалы для Тебя. Абсолютной хвалы. Всего того, чего достоин Ты. Мы просто готовим этот путь для Тебя, Царь. Мы готовим нашей хвалой, нашей любовью, нашими «да». Мы готовим путь для Тебя. Мы готовим путь для Тебя, Царь. Мы готовим путь. Наша слава, наша хвала, наши уста, они готовят путь для Тебя. Мы меняем атмосферу, просто схваля Тебя, славя Тебя, благословляя Твое имя, благодаря Тебя. Мы готовим путь. Мы готовим путь для нашего любимого. Мы готовим путь, мы знаем, Ты грядешь. Ты грядешь. Победитель, Царь, Ты наш победитель, Царь, о Иисус, о Иисус. Пусть хвала и слава не умолкает, пусть не умолкает наши уста и наши сердца. Мы славим Тебя. Мы славим Тебя. поклоняемся Тебе. Мы признаемся Тебе в любви. Мы просто говорим о любви к Тебе. Это поколение не исключение. Мы ищем Твоего лица. Мы бежим, пока мы можем бежать, чтобы найти, чтобы достичь, чтобы постигнуть Тебя. Мы коронуем Тебя. Мы выбираем Тебя. Пусть слава не умолкает. Пусть слава не умолкает. Пусть слава не умолкает. Пусть хвала и славословие льются из уст тех, кто любит Тебя. О, Иисус! Нам есть за что благодарить. Нам есть за что поклониться Тебе. Просто хваля Тебя, мы восстанавливаемся. Просто почитая Твое присутствие, мы возвращаем свой взгляд на крест. Воздавая славу Тебе, мы находим себя. Приходит сладость Твоего присутствия. Приходит этот нереальный мир, который невозможно найти здесь на земле. Приходит этот покой среди хаоса и суеты. Выбираем просто хвалить Тебя. Не зря Ты поставил хвалу впереди войны. В этом был глубокий смысл. Перед каждой войной они выходили и славили Тебя. В этом была победа. Верни нас в это положение сердец, когда мы больше не будем махать кулаками, пытаясь отбиваться. Когда наша хвала станет оружием и именно тем, чем мы наступаем на врага. В абсолютной уверенности, зная, кто наш Бог. В абсолютном послушании. Научи нас нести хвалу впереди всего. Пусть каждый из нас станет левитом, тем, кто славит Тебя. И дело не в музыке и песнях. Спасибо Тебе. Спасибо тебе, Иисус. Спасибо тебе, любимый Дух Святой. Спасибо тебе, Папа, за твою верность, за твою любовь, которую невозможно сотрясти, уменьшить и даже невозможно заслужить. Спасибо тебе за то, что ты вчера, сегодня и вовеки тот же. Закрыто абсолютно все. Yes. You are enough. We're just gonna be still.
Thank you so much, Papa. I just, whoever can pick this word up, pick it up. I see it really clearly. Don't let him steal, destroy, or sidetrack you. If you got a hot girl in front of you, or you have a hot guy in front of you, and you know you should be going after God, or you should be in his presence, don't let him steal your time, because that's exactly what he's doing. Don't sidetrack. Young people, I really feel just releasing protection over you. Papa, I just really, like, in your presence right now, I want to release protection over every single young person in this building and that's hearing me. Papa, I just ask that you protect their wells, God. Right now, and for some of you, I see it really clearly, you are digging your well. You are like digging, like you have been grinding and it's been hard for you, and like you don't see the water gushing out yet, but like you already got deep into it. Don't give up. Like when you establish that well, that's the well you're gonna drink from. That's how you're gonna do life. That's how you're gonna raise your kids. That's how you're gonna do career. That's how you're gonna be wise in every situation. Keep on digging that well. Papa, I just want to release your protection right now over their life, God. Let the distractions of the enemy that comes their way, I don't care what it is, rejection, pornography, suicide, depression, anxiety, stress, not good enough, insecurities, I don't care what the distractions are, I don't care how he tries to steal your time, you are good enough, you are wanted by him. I just want to release that protection right now over every single young person, God. While their hearts are being prepared right now, worked on, these wells are getting digged by their labor and their just attention, and they're building their relationship, their hardcore relationship with you. They are establishing traction on the road that they're going to be walking on for the rest of their lives, and they're going to pass this down. Holy Spirit, I just release Jesus's blood right now over their lives right now. Over every single door that they come into and every single door that they come out of. God, I just release your presence over every part of their life right now. Protect them, lead them, guide them, be with them, God. Establish these solid relationships, God. And just embrace, God. Embrace them with your love, God, in your presence when they least expect it, God, in their lowest places, God. Show them how good you are, God. Thank you so much. I want to thank you for that, Jesus, because I know that's your word. I know I can put my trust on that. That is your word, God. You are interested. You are interested in their lives and in their futures. Holy Spirit, I just want to dull right now every sound and every voice that is telling otherwise, that they are not good enough or that they don't have a bright future. Voices be completely shut down right now in their hearts and their minds. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for your protection, for sealing them and separating them for you, God. You know who you are. Thank you, Papa, for releasing courage, strength to pursue the desires that He places in your hearts. Jesus, for this time in your presence. Release it, God. Thank you so much that you are not boring, but you are so real and so good. Amen. Come on. Give God praise, you guys. Seriously, let's honor Holy Spirit that He was here. He's here. He's in our lives. Let's give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Okay, you guys, have a good evening, a blessed weekend, rest up, and God bless you guys. We will see you here Sunday. Завтра, men's breakfast. Thank you. Yes, I heard that 3 times today, but I forgot. Okay. Are they bringing food, Ilyush? Okay, мужики, you guys, хавку. Хавка на вас, давай. С утра.
На 10, да?
На 10 часов утра. Все, мужики, до завтра.